Harper Audio presents Workplace Poker. Are you playing the game or just getting played? By Dan Rust. Read by Dan Rust and Rick Adamson.
Introduction. In hindsight, it seems odd, ridiculous really, that I didn't see it coming. There were rumors floating around the company about an upcoming round of layoffs. And in the previous 6 years, I had twice been directed to reduce the headcount of my department, but had received no such direction recently. So on Monday morning, when an appointment with HR popped up on my Outlook calendar, scheduled for Friday at 7:30 a.m., which happened to be the end of the pay period, I thought they were probably executing the layoffs that day, and this meeting was to inform me of the specifics. As a senior director working with numerous business teams, I would need to know who was no longer going to be around to interface with my department. I had a brief moment of paranoia and wondered, could they be letting me go? Not likely, but just in case, should I copy anything I want to retain from my corporate laptop? Should I polish my resume and my LinkedIn profile? Nah, I was too deeply involved in so many critical projects. After 8 years of solid performance and increasing responsibility, they had invested so much in my professional development, it wouldn't make business sense to let me go. Seriously, those were my exact thoughts. Not me. No way. Way. At precisely 7:30 a.m. on Friday, the HR person showed up at my office along with two unexpected guests, the VP of HR and Lloyd the security guard. Surprised and still a little clueless, I joked, "Wow, it can't be good when HR shows up with security."